When Dion DiMucci made it big in the music business, it was the early 60s, and his music sounded like this. Yeah, my shit, I don't have from the very start. This girl will leave me with a broken heart. I listen, people, what I'm telling you. I keep away from a runaround Sue. Yeah, runaround Sue. But now, Dion has got the blues. If I had possession. That I'm loving will have no right to pray. That from his new CD, Son of Skip James. Actually, Dion has been a blues man at heart since his early days, back in 1962, when he was a young sensation from Belmont Avenue in the Bronx. Remember Dion and the Belmonts? After signing a $500,000 contract with Sony, Dion recorded hits like The Wanderer and Lonely Teenager. Son of Skip James is Dion's second blues recording in recent years, and on it, he pays tribute to the likes of Robert Johnson, Willie Dixon, and Chuck Berry, and he plays a couple of his own cuts as well. Dion DiMucci joins us now from member station WLRN in Miami. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Linda.
Let me ask you about the blues. You stayed away from the blues for a long time. Why? And why record now?
A lot of my friends, they think I grew up to rock and roll, but I didn't. I grew up to Hank Williams, Jimmy Reed, Howlin' Wolf, listening to race records, blues. There was a janitor in my neighborhood in Bronx, New York City, played blues, and I learned all that from him. But then when I got a contract, they shoved these songs in front of me, and I interpreted them. So people today, they say, gee, is this stuff a stretch for you? I say, no, Teenager in Love was a stretch for me. I think it was the undercurrent of those songs you were talking about, like The Wanderer and Run Around Sue. Maybe those songs were cleverly disguised blues songs, and I did them as rock and roll songs.
What about Skip James? Your title is Son of Skip James, and that's the title track. Could you play a little bit of that for us?
Yeah, it goes like... You now want to be more like Jesus. Mary, don't you weep. I'll keep my lamp trimmed and burning. His grace don't come cheap. I'm the son of Skip James. Well, my father taught me well. You know I can't live without Sunday. It will be a burning hell. You know there's a slow train a-coming. Oh, you know, like that. Skip James.
I
was the first rock and roll singer signed to Columbia Records, which is Sony now. And Dylan came up there in the early 60s. You know, I was at a lot of his early sessions. And when he went up to Newport Folk Festival to do Blowin' in the Wind, I went up there and I met Skip James. They took him out of retirement. He was a great blues singer. He was like from outer space. And we talked about guitars. We talked about blues. We talked about God. And he passed away right after Abraham, Martin, and John went gold, like in 1969. I had a big record out at that time, which he loved. And we became friends. So I kind of used the title as a mission statement.
Well, let's listen to one of his songs. It's the only one that is on this album, and it's called Devil Got My Woman.
I'd rather be the devil, rather be the devil than be my woman, man. You know nothing but the devil. No, my baby's mine.
Why
Why did you want that one, of all of the Skip James songs that you might have chosen?
It was one of his most popular songs. In fact, it was so popular that Robert Johnson, American roots master that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, wrote a song called Me and the Devil because he was so taken with Skip James doing that song. It has great lines. He says, the woman I love took up with my best friend, but I got lucky. He stole her back again. These guys were like back road genius poets, you know, and my definition of a genius is maybe the distance between what they were doing and what everybody else is doing, you know.
The Robert Johnson cut that's on this one, let's just listen to a little bit of that one.
I'm gonna preach these blues, I'm gonna take my seat and sit down. I'm gonna preach these blues, I'm gonna take my seat. Sat down. I'm gonna be like a preacher man. I'm gonna ramble from town to town. I'm gonna be like a preacher man. I'm gonna ramble from town to town.
There's a lot of religion on this album. Robert Johnson, isn't he supposed to have made a deal with the devil for his gift of music?
I don't know. Well, if you listen to his music, you know, I did Crossroads, and he basically said, I'm going down to the crossroads to fall down on my knees. Ask the Lord above, have mercy, save poor Bob if you please. You know, my definition of the blues is the naked cry of the human heart longing to be in union with God. The form of the blues helps us express our joys, our fears, our anything you want to express. And it helps you get it out instead of it spiraling inward and you getting twisted up and exploding. So it's a bit of salvation.
Your religion is important to you, I take it, from this music.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a few songs that kind of focus in on that. Like there's one called The Thunderer.
That just jumped out of the album at me.
God's angry man, his crotchety scholar, was St. Jerome, the great name caller, who cared not a dime for laws of libel, and in his spare time translated the Bible. St. Jerome, the thunderer.
God's crotchety scholar. Why'd you write about St. Jerome?
Well, you know, I was talking to a theologian in Rome. I told him, I said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of God. That's a St. Jerome quote. So he said to me, well, St. Jerome, he gives ignorance new meaning because he translated the Bible twice. I said, he did? He said, yeah, he was born in what we now know as Croatia, and when he was 12 years old, they sent him to Rome, and, you know, the Pope just saw how bright he was, and when he got older, he had him translate the Bible from Greek to Latin. Then he made friends with a rabbi, and the rabbi taught him Hebrew, and he translated it again. I got enthralled with the guy. I said, wow. You know, so I wrote lines like, he didn't like Romans, he didn't like Greeks, he didn't like women's painted cheeks, you know. But he wasn't a plastic sort of saint, you know.
I wanted to ask you about the dim, distant past. When you were a kid and you were still rocking and rolling, you were almost on the plane that went down with Ritchie Valens and Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. I mean, my high school, we lowered the flag to half staff for that one. It was huge with us. Does it stay with you?
I just spiraled downward after that. I was just wondering, what is life about? You know, I kind of started drinking, drugging, and I was hanging out with Frankie Lyman. And in 1968, Frankie Lyman died of an overdose. And it just rattled me again. And I said, something's wrong. And I went to a little church. I got on my knees. I said a prayer. And I came out. I can't tell you, Linda, I was just changed. And I haven't had a drink or drug for 40 years.
Didn't Abraham, Martin, and John come out of that moment of rebirth?
I think 3 months after that prayer, I put that song together, and it was the first song I think I did from like a different vantage point, you know, from like a spiritual vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody here? See my old friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just look round and he's gone.
This is the second blues album. Is there another one coming?
I have an idea for a new album, but I'm not going to tell you.
It's so
I'm excited about it. But you know, it's all. I mean, the blues is the undercurrent. It's what motivates me. You know, it's. I think it's at the center of my being, and everything else is kind of like the fruit of listening to Jimmy Reed and Hank Williams. And I really like communicating some of these lyrics that were written from these, you know, these American roots artists, the masters of the blues. They're just incredible. Like, who would think of starting a song like Bo Diddley? Walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside. I'm gonna rattle. You know, who would think of starting a song with I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside made of rattlesnake hide. I mean, I don't. It just blows my mind, you know.
A lot of people, of course, have never heard it.
Well, you listen to this. Like, the son of Skip James starts with the song Nadine.
Mm-hmm.
And when my wife heard it, she said, "Dion, are those the words to Nadine?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I never heard them." You know, being I was doing them like in this kind of mode, you know, this casual mode.
Mm-hmm.
You could, you know, like, I saw her from the corner when she turned and doubled back. She started walking towards a coffee-colored Cadillac. I was pushing through the crowd trying to get to where she's at. Campaign shouting like a southern diplomat. I said, "Nadine." Now, who would think of those words in the 50s? I mean, that was written in 55, you know.
I'm not recognizing any of those words until you get to Nadine.
Yeah, isn't that, you know, I saw from the corner when she turned and doubled back. She started walking towards a coffee-colored Cadillac. I never saw one of those, but I could see it now.
Uh-huh. But what I started to ask you is, do you feel like you're kind of leaning a little bit toward the rock and roll side for
well,
the next one?
You know, I'm a born rock and roll. I'm a blues rocker or whatever, you know. I'll tell you one thing, Linda. I started singing with a guitar when I was a kid in junior high school and then high school. And you walk to the front of the stage and you have your little band and you just walk to the mic and you know, I got a all same feeling, I'm bowling down. I don't know what I've become. I gotta tell you, I gotta lay on the moon. You know, and I never changed. I still like walking to the front of the stage with my band and rocking out. So I'm just a diehard. By the way, I don't know what I was singing there, but
whatever it was.
Haven't the slightest idea. But you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Dion DiMucci, joining us from member station WLRN. It has just been fantastic to talk to you.
Thank you, Linda. Yo!
Thank you.
I saw from the corner when she turned on the bed.
There's more Dion music at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon is back next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Yo!